America Weekend.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
Welcome.
So I have a little sports news for you.
Well, we don't do sports very often.
And it really isn't sports.
That's why.
Tangentially related to sports. But it's about a little girl whose father is a professional hockey player, and he was traded to a team far away from where the family lives, and she wanted him home. So little 11-year-old Jordan Leopold.
That's a great name.
Yes.
That's the little girl's name.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. She wrote a letter to the staff of the team that's in her hometown to get her dad there. Now, her dad plays for Columbus, and she wanted him back in Minnesota. So she wrote to the Minnesota Wild coaches on a loose leaf notebook piece of paper with her little crayon. And here's the note. Dear Minnesota Wild coaches, my name is Jordan Leopold. My dad is also Jordan Leopold, one of the Columbus Blue Jackets defensemen. Well, my dad is very lonely without his family. We are living in Minnesota right now, and I am lost without my dad, and so is my mommy, my two sisters, and my brother, too. My dad is on a team with young guys and is very lonely and is not playing because the Columbus Blue Jackets, got him because they needed a defenseman. It has been since November, and we cannot take it anymore. Well, to get to the point, the Wildmen, your team, have not been winning games, and you lovely coaches are most likely mad about that. And your team needs more defensemen, so can you please, please, please ask the Jackets if you can get my dad? Thanks, love, Jordan Leopold. And just to drive the point home, she's got a cute little smiley face there. And don't you know, dad was traded to the Minnesota Wild.
Oh.
Now, apparently the trade was in the works before the letter came, actually. So the letter didn't have anything to do with it, but she got her wish. The letter was actually shared on a local radio station, KFAN. They shared the letter through some social media and on a local radio show. And although the coaches and the management of the NHL team said the trade had nothing to do with the letter, it worked anyway.
Well, I wish we didn't know that, because I really would have liked to have known that letter worked, because then I'd like to hire this little girl to go and find me a job.
Yes, I know. She's great. And I love that even at 11 years old, she knew that maybe personal reasons alone weren't going to sway the powers to be. So she offered her professional assessment of their team as well. You guys aren't winning. You got to be mad about that. You need more defensemen.
That's precious. Mm-hmm. And he must be very proud of his little girl.
And everybody's home together in Minnesota. And the mother was a little afraid that she saw the note. She didn't know if her daughter should share it because she didn't want to insult Columbus.
Right.
Right, where her dad played. And they had been to Columbus. They had spent some time there. They really liked Columbus. They had a good experience there. They didn't want anybody in that city to feel bad. But they lived in Minnesota, and the daughter just wanted her daddy home.
And they shouldn't worry about, you know, insulting Columbus, because they're very nice people in Minnesota, apparently.
Yes.
But unlike here in New York, it wouldn't have worked. They would have said something completely different, said, get them home.
That's right. So this family is reunited again. And that's the extent of my sports knowledge.
Now, this is a small local team, right?
It's not. Well, no, it's NHL, National Hockey League.
It's an NHL team?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they play the Rangers, wouldn't they?
Yes, or, if they are in the NHL, they would play the Rangers. And the name of the team again?
These teams I've never heard of. The Minnesota Wild and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, okay.
So okay, this guy gets traded a lot, by the way. This was his eighth NHL team. He does not stick wherever he is. And that may speak to his playing. I don't know.
But he's back home and everybody's happy.
Right.
Great story. Heartwarming. I just wish the team would have said it was the letter, but I guess they couldn't,
on
record.
Should have got more mileage out of pretending it was
exactly
a letter that did it.
It's America Weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to America.
American Biker Minute. ABM wonders how many decided to get a personalized license plate only to be turned down because of a government-perceived double meaning. Hang on to your helmet. A related case in Texas, all the way to the Supreme Court. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Texans strong in their belief in freedom of speech. A Lone Star citizen says freedom extends to the written word on license plates. In 2011, Supremes held that burden falls on the viewer to avoid further bombardment by simple eye avertment. Expect the highest court in land to reaffirm. Ban one group, ban them all. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What can you do if you're deep in debt? Here are five ways to get out.
First, sell assets. Look for things you don't need or no longer use.
Second, get a second job. You won't have to do this forever, just until your finances are shored up.
Third, suspend 401k contributions. Use the money to pay off high-cost debt, but only do this temporarily because it's robbing from your future.
Fourth, cut transportation costs. Could you take advantage of public transportation or carpool? Use your savings to pay down debt.
Fifth, review recurring expenses. Look at your cable and cell phone bills and everything else. Is there a way to make cuts?
Stretch every dollar so you get back on track to being a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.